Welcome to the Unapologetically Unstoppable podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Peterson. And on this podcast, we talk about how to partner with the Holy Spirit for our business and how to grow businesses with practical tips and tricks. Get ready. Here we go. Hey, girl. Hey, welcome to today's episode of the podcast. And I've been struggling with something that I'm pretty sure that you've also been struggling with. And that is the culture of hustle and what that means, especially when it comes to our business, making businesses online, and what God says about it. Okay, let's get started. Okay, so when I was first thinking about hustle culture, I was thinking about like when I first came into entrepreneurship and I had just gotten out of the military. So everything was go, 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 go. If you're not first, you're last. You're always behind. You can never catch up. And it made me feel this sense of inadequacy. It was like I was not good enough to do the things, or I didn't have enough systems in place to do all the things that I needed to do. So the first thing that I started to do was I started to really take a deep dive into what the systems were that I needed and to really look at what those were. And then I was like, okay, but do I actually need to accomplish all of that? Do I actually need to have the sink cleared every single night before I go to bed? Or is that something that I was taught is important? Do I actually need to do all of my laundry and put it away in a basket? Does that make me less than a mom, less than a wife, less than a cultivator of home and house? No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean anything about you personally. And I think that sometimes, especially in American culture, that we think that that is true. Or we see people on Instagram doing all these things and we're like, why can't I have those things too? Why can't I hold that standard? And then you got to remember your capacity. You don't actually have the capacity to do all those things. We're not actually supposed to live in a, I am the queen and the king of my entire household. I have to do this all by myself. That is not true. And we weren't meant to do life alone anyway. So when I was looking at what hustle means, right? And I was like, okay, we all know what hustle means, but what is the opposite of hustle? What is the opposite of hustle? And I Googled it and it said peace. And I was like, oh my gosh, if the opposite of hustle is peace and peace is a fruit of the spirit, what is hustle? Is that the fruit of the devil? Maybe, I don't know. But also I was like looking out my window and right now it's windy and you can see I'm in California and you can see the palm trees swaying back and forth and like feeling the wind, and the wind is there and you see the wind moving the palm trees. And I was like, okay, but God is also in the wind. And sometimes it looks furious out there with the wind. Sometimes you can see the palm trees swaying back and forth. They're almost touching the ground. It's so like, especially in hurricane season, if you've ever lived in the South. And I was like, what does that mean? Like, what does that? Because that's also a hustle. So hustle is not necessarily not from God, but I think there are times and seasons of hustle, and it's not all the time. Most of the time, it's a gentle breeze outside, you know, gentle breeze. And so I was talking the other day on Instagram, and I was telling people about like how I was, my internet went out and I was like, what am I supposed to do? I'm not going to work. Let's find something else to do that obviously I need to like reconnect with God and the earth with. And I'm not like one of those spiritual witchy kind of girls, but God created the earth. We are supposed to be grounded to the things he made. So why aren't we grounding to God through the earth? Also, I am not worshiping the earth. There are things that culture, I'm just going to call it a culture because Christianity is a culture, that culture does that is biblical. However, they use it in unbiblical ways. Does that make sense? And sometimes, especially Westerners, we take Christianity as just the book, not as the actual spiritual side of things. And it's not just the book and then you go back to your everyday. It is a full surrender every single day of all the things that you do. And it's more than just book knowledge. It's doing, right? So how do you connect with God? So I was talking about laying down in the grass and just like being aware, listening to the birds, watching the grass, looking for bugs and like looking at bugs and their timing and being more synchronized with God's time because he controls all of the slowness. He's still moving, but he's not rushing. He's not in a hurry. There's no destination. He's just moving and he's consistent, right? He's doing these things in a slow, meaningful, very specific, intentional way. And that's how we should be doing business. It does not have to be, all right, I've got this launch in 3 days. I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do all these things for the launch. Yada, yada, yada. It's going to go crazy. And if it doesn't happen, then I'm a failure. That's not true. We can take it slow when we're doing a launch. We can take it how God's timing works, okay? So I was looking at Ephesians 3, 1 through 8, and I'm just going to read it to you. This is in my, I think this is NIV, ESV. This is ESV, Ephesians 3, 1 through 8. So let me read that. It says, "For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive of my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel." Okay, that's through 6. When we are part of the same body, we can't move faster than the rest of the body. Like, just think about that. If you are walking and one of your feet is going faster, you're going to fall. You cannot keep up with your other foot unless you're on the same pace. And that's the same thing with God. If you're not in the same pace with God, if you're going too fast, everything you're trying to do is going to fail because you're not in pace with the entire body. If you are working for the body of Christ, you have to be in step with God, in sync with God. Bye, bye, bye to the hustle. Yes, I just said that. Okay, 7. "Of the gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." Okay? So he's talking about, he's in jail and he's like, look, it doesn't matter. I am still doing God's work through his power because I am in step in line with Christ. This time they call it Chronos power. It is the divine timing of God. It has nothing to do with Chronos power, which is like your watch, synchronizing with your watch. Hey guys, we're all going to synchronize and we're all going to go be here at 5:05. We're going to synchronize our watches. That's Chronos time. Kairos time has all to do with God and what his divine timing is. So in order to get in step with God, we have to sync to God's timing, which means we have to stop the hustle. We have to be steeped in the peace, a fruit of the Spirit. And we don't feel peace if we're hustling around. Is there a time for that? Yes, there is. There's always a time for hustle, but it is not the standard of operation. It is the far and few between. It is a season, a small season of hustle type behaviors, but most of the time there's no hustle. So I want to read you another verse. It is Mark 1:14 that says, "Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, 'The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.'" He's not talking about, oh, it reached 7 o'clock on a Tuesday. He's talking about God's divine timing there. He's not saying, oh, it's the exact time that we all knew. We synchronized our watches, our sundials, and it is time for us to repent. No, it has nothing to do with that. It is all to do with God's divine timing and how he works in time. So when we're thinking about our business and we're thinking about hustle culture and all the things that we need to do, we just need to be reminded that we can just lay out in the grass. We can just resync with how God designed the world and start doing that. We don't have to do anything extraordinary. We just need to go back to God, the basics, the earth, and not let our minds, the internet, Instagram, comparison culture, think that we're doing something wrong and or behind. Because girlfriend, you are right on time. You are exactly where you need to be. Stay in step with God, and I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Go ahead and leave a review so you can tell everybody else how much this episode has impacted you. And you know what? I would love to know you even better. So go ahead and send me a DM over on Instagram at Jeanette.Peterson or join my free group at JeanettePeterson.com/group. I'll see you guys over there.